Welcome back to No Longer Conformed, my online teaching and preaching ministry. We are studying the book of Revelation, a study which I've entitled The Unveiling. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 2, verses 8 through 11, the church that stands firm. Let's read those verses. Revelation 2, beginning with verse 8. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things says the first and the last who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and that you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Corrie Ten Boom recalled a childhood incident when she told her father, I am afraid that I will never be strong enough to die as a martyr. He said to her, when you go on a journey, when do I give you the money for the fare? 2 weeks before? No, Daddy, on the day that I'm leaving. Precisely. And our wise Father in heaven knows when we're going to need things too. When the time comes to die, you will find the strength you need just in time. Well, let me ask you, are you ready to die for the Lord? Are you ready to die for Jesus for His sake? Smyrna, the location of the second of the seven churches of Revelation, is about 35 miles north of Ephesus. It was an important seaport, and it remains that today. It's called Izmir in Turkey. It was a beautiful city with an amphitheater which seated over 20,000 people. The name of the city is a variation of the word myrrh, which means bitter. One of the gifts of the Magi in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11, it says that when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, He was offered myrrh. Mark chapter 15, verse 23. Then they gave Him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but He did not take it. It was also used for His burial. In John chapter 19 and verse 39, it says, And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Why such a name, bitter, for this city? Well, this city represents the martyred church of the second and third centuries. Whereas Ephesus represents the apostolic age. And the post-apostolic age, this church represents the martyred church, the persecuted church of the second and third centuries. Smyrna was the main center of the Caesar cult. A temple there was there in honor of Emperor Tiberius. Christians suffered there for refusing to worship the emperor. In this letter, Jesus Christ is addressing a church under persecution. Many would become martyrs How does he describe himself? Look at verse 8. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. There is the hope of the resurrection for persecuted believers. We may die for Christ, but we will be resurrected. Jesus resurrected from the dead, and he will give us also victory over death. Verse 9 reveals a whole lot. Jesus says, I know your works, tribulation, and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they're Jews and are not, but are actually a synagogue of Satan. Tribulation and poverty, and yet they were spiritually wealthy. It was God's grace amidst difficulties. And who was it that was helping provoke the persecution that they were experiencing? Jews. You see, apostate Jews, they were instruments of Satan, having rejected the Messiah. They weren't serving the Lord, and they became tools of the enemy to attack faithful believers. Judaism served Satan just as emperor worship did. These Jews were spiritual pagans. They're kind of like Christians today who refuse to serve the Lord, but sure are willing to stir up trouble for those who are faithful. One of the pastors of Smyrna was a man named Polycarp. He was a disciple of the Apostle John. And so he was the last direct link back to the apostles through John. Jesus Christ has no words of condemnation for this church. Neither does he later on for the church of Philadelphia. Look at verse 10. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you in prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Don't fear. Be faithful unto death. A crown is promised for the one who remains faithful. James chapter 1 and verse 12, the apostle says, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Satan will be very active, motivating men to do much evil. Jesus says, prison, tested, tribulation. And notice the phrase, you will have tribulation 10 days. Well, that could mean a very intense time of persecution. It could be a prophetic reference to the 10 official persecutions from Emperor Nero to Emperor Diocletian, which stretched nearly 250 years from AD 61 all the way to 311. Look at verse 11. He who has an ear to hear. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Overcomers will escape the second death. And who are the overcomers? Well, we already established that. They are believers, all Christians, all believers, all born-again believers are overcomers. And they will escape the second death. What is the second death anyway? What are we talking about? What is the second death? Well, in Revelation chapter 20 in verse 14, it says, then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Revelation chapter 21 in verse 8, But the cowardly, the unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So, spending eternity is in hell. The lake of fire is the second death. Believers share in the resurrection, not in the condemnation. See, if you're a believer, you die once, but then you don't die again. Those who don't know Jesus Christ die, and then they die again, the second death in hell. Believers share in that resurrection, not in the condemnation. Well, let me ask you, are you prepared to die for your faith? Are you ready to die? Are you prepared to die for Jesus Christ? You have a great day.